J.M. in the A.M. Mini Casey is performed by Cantor Shalom Jacobs, who I am happy to say is with us live via telephone on this, the sixth day of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. He, like many of us, is getting ready after a very successful Rosh Hashanah, Baruch Hashem, for what will Bezrat Hashem be a very successful Yom Kippur starting on Friday night. He's the Chazan, the cantor at the Chabad of the Shore here in New Jersey. Shalom Jacobs, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Morning, Nachum. Pleasure being on the show.
Tell me about that Vinnie Casey.
So the Vinnie Casey was the old original. We actually renamed it now Harninu. It was the original Vinnie Casey, as you correctly said, written by the one and only Nochi Krohn over 20 years ago after the Sparrow bus bombing. And he went back to Yeshiva that afternoon. I never forget. We all heard the story. And he went back and he sat at his piano and he wrote Vinnie Casey. And after going back on my fourth or fifth mission to Israel this year, I'm walking through Berry, I'm walking through the Nova Festival. I came home and I said, Nochi, I need to do a cover on Vinnie Casey. And it has to be filmed with footage from Berry and from the Nova Festival and the Nova exhibit in Manhattan. And that's exactly what we did. And we released it yesterday.
Wow. So that's on video now. Literally go to YouTube and search your name. They'll find it.
Yes.
Search Shalom Jacobs, everybody. That song, which again includes footage literally from the site of the Nova Music Festival yesterday, I remind you, was October the 7th, is available on YouTube. Shalom Jacobs has got it, and you could find it there as of yesterday. So how did Rosh Hashanah go, in fact, at Chabad of the Shore in New Jersey?
Thank God. I always say it's hard to answer that question, as my dad taught me many years ago. Ask me this time next year and I'll tell you. That's always a standard joke.
I like that. I actually like that a lot. That's funny. But what's the 3 days, Ed? By the way, were you like me? Were you breathing a big sigh of relief when the Friday afternoon showed up?
I thought I would be, but because I'm so loved over there and Rabbi Shapiro and everybody else in the community, we had a wonderful packed Shabbos morning with over 250 people just on the Shabbos. And we ended up, they asked me to have both Shacharis and Musav on Shabbos.
Oh my God. So, you know, I got to tell you something. I have to, first of all, you've really ruined it for us who are part of the Chazanim Union. You have definitely ruined it. Because
I agree.
This is something that Mark Zamek and Benjamin Siegel and I all agree on, that once Yontif ends in this 3-day setup, you cannot ask somebody who davened for the Amud on Thursday and Friday to daven either Friday night or anytime Shabbos morning. So Shalom Jacobs, we are citing you for a violation.
Yes, yeah, I will take it. I did get off Friday night, and I'll take that.
Yeah, gosh, at least they gave you that, right?
Yes, but all jokes aside, it was such a special, you know, Shabbos Shuvah right after, and the crowd was, you know, huge, and they really, you know, so we did it. We went. Rosh Hashanah was unbelievable. We had over 700 people first day.
Wow.
And, thank God we had my choir came with me. Four of my old friends that have been singing a cappella with me for many years. And it was beyond special.
Look, the bottom line is a lot of us don't realize what's doing down there. Officially, it's in what city?
Long Branch.
In Long Branch, New Jersey. Yep. And again, those of us not familiar with what's happening in that area of central Jersey would be shocked at the population, right? We would be surprised at what happened over the last few years.
You absolutely would. The summer is beyond. The summer we get in an average between 500 and 600 people every Shabbos. Wow. And that's a different crowd. That's more of the summer crowd. People from Bergenfield, Westchester, New Rochelle, and of course, you know, people locally. And then in the winter crowd, we're really getting, you know, people from Long Branch and all around.
How many years have you been there?
So I've been going for summers there for the last 13 years. I actually did not go there to be the chassid. I went there to have a little summer home and a little quiet. And they picked me up one Shabbos to daven, and the rest is history.
How many years are you doing Rosh Hashanah?
Rosh Hashanah is my fifth year there.
Did you change anything over those 5 years? Does it sound the same? And I'm talking about, obviously, the nusach, the songs, etc. Is it the same as it was 5 years ago?
I definitely, every year I'm adding stuff.
Really?
Every year I'm adding, changing. Yeah, last year. Obviously, the actual new stuff, obviously, I'm keeping to my core and to what Naftali Hirshtig, Oliver Sheldon, taught me so many years ago back in the Great Synagogue and when I used to study with him in one-on-one in the 90s. But there's, you know, like this year, Atal Zoycher, Yishai Rebo, how could we not sing it? I told the choir, there's no way we can't sing it. You know?
How large is the choir?
I have four guys with me.
And is it hard to prepare? Is it months? Is it weeks? Is it a lot of stuff till the last minute? What's are there changes to the last minute with the choir? What's going on with them?
I would say it's a couple of weeks of rehearsals. Thank God at this point they know me so well and I know them pretty well, thank God. So we know they know where I'm sitting key wise and range wise and tempo wise and where I like things to sit musically. So thank God it's three or four good rehearsals and we're good usually. But I can't tell you how many times we're sitting at my meal, first night Yontif, and I'll be thinking, humming something and saying, okay guys, you know, we're going to change this for tomorrow.
Wow.
And that always happens. Yep. Yep.
Shalom Jacobs is with us. You can catch him Friday night if you're at Chabad of the Shore. I hope Kol Nidre is going to be the standard one. I hope.
It absolutely will.
Hineni sounds like Hineni or not?
Hineni sounds like Hineni. It's actually an Naftali Hirshtig Hineni. And my actually Kol Nidre, it is a standard, but of course everyone has their own Kenaches. And that one actually comes from the old Chazan, Ernest Levy, Allah Shalom, who was a Chazan my whole childhood in Glasgow, Scotland, who sang with the choir, and I use his version. So.
Unbelievable. So you're pulling from different cultures. You're pulling from different eras. It's pretty amazing.
Definitely. Chazan Albracht, who had the honor, who you probably know too.
Yeah,
you know,
Aleph Duo.
Sure. So I had the honor. He was sitting right behind me listening to me this year. It's his second time not davening in his whole life. Last year he went to Israel on his first year after his retirement. And this year he wanted to hear me. So he came. And he sat literally behind me the whole davening.
Oh, boy.
And his wife, Shashi, who's Dudu Fisher's sister,
correct,
came up to me afterwards and she said, I have to tell you, forget about loving your davening. She said, I love what you do, taking the traditional and adding the modern.
Very cool.
And I said, you know what? I said, that's what I tried to do. So
very cool. Please send them my best. Shalom Jacobs is with us. The song, by the way, is Harninu. If you go to YouTube and search Shalom Jacobs Harninu, you will see you'll not only hear the song, you'll see the footage that is included in the video from the Nova Music Festival site and what Shalom and his team did in Israel with that brand new video. And he's, of course, Chazan at the Chabad of the Shore, making sure to take care of Yom HaKippurim starting this coming Friday night. So does a lot of the Chabad influence work its way into Tefillah this coming Shabbos or not?
Yeah, we try to bring tunes honestly from everywhere. A lot of the traditional, so people from all over can feel comfortable and join in, which is obviously my key. But we obviously always bring in some of the Chabad Nigunim too. But like I said, all the way from Yishai Rebo to Mordechai Ben David.
Right. Yeah, so you're basically a smorgasbord.
Complete smorgasbord.
From the traditional, the new, all the different artists, the different Hasidic influences. I mean, I know that a lot of people think that's not that big of a deal, but a lot of people are very traditional. A lot of people, whether we agree or not, have moved in the complete other direction of, all modern stuff, including, tunes that really don't even fit the words. And I don't mean fit in terms of size. I mean fit in terms of theme. But you seem to be concerned about all of that as you balance it out for the service.
I really am, and I really believe that times have changed. I was at, I had the honor once again to go to Chazan Helfgott Selichah service, which I try to go every single year.
Right.
And the last 2 years, my very dear friend Yossi Schwartz has been conducting. And I can't believe since he took over last year, Yossi Schwartz for the Selichahs, how even they have incorporated so much more traditional tunes when appropriate. Like where at Lishmael Arena, things that 5 years ago they would never have sang over there. That was outside the Chazonist realm, but they're trying to just also incorporate it while still keeping to the absolute essence of the Nusach. And if you don't mind me saying so, Naftali Hirshtig taught me, over 30 years ago, he always said it's okay if you can find a tune that actually fits those words, right, as long as you come back to the essence and come back to the Nusach. And I think if we can remember that, we're okay.
Oh, I hear that. Shalom Jacobs is with us. By the way, I heard Yossi in the choir recently at an event. I'm shocked that he's that young and really has so much of the cantorial history already, you know, at his fingertips. He's a young fellow, no?
He absolutely is. He's amazing. He's a dear friend at this point. I work with him a lot. He actually did the arrangement for my Misha Berach that I filmed a few months ago in Israel.
We played that.
Yeah, and he did the choir for that. And his professionalism and, like you said, his art for such a young cantor is beyond.
Yeah, because a lot of the young people, and again, this is not always, you know, this is not always a criticism, just a reality. They don't really focus on so much of the past or think the classics are as important as you and I think they are. And it looks like he's got all of that in his repertoire.
He's got all of that. He's an old soul in a young body. No question.
Yeah,
well, he's one of us.
Yeah. How many people Friday night? What do you think? How many people you'll be leading and inspiring?
So I'm hoping for a full crowd, so I would say 750. God willing.
And Kihine Kachomer, for my Kihine Kachomer this Friday night, it's going to be a Kalbach selection. Have you thought it through yet? What you're going to be doing this coming Friday night?
Absolutely. Those two or three that from Kona Dunai, I like to definitely keep to the Chabad since I am in the Chabad community. Nice. It's not what I used to do, obviously, when I was in my Ashkenaz shul in Scotland for many years. But for this one, I'll be doing the Chabad one.
Pretty well known. I mean, there are a bunch of people recorded over the years. So a bunch of people have that version. And and what's going to happen? I don't know. I don't know what your relationship is with the rabbi. But do you think Ne'ilah is going to end on time? Yes or no?
Ne'ilah is absolutely going to end on time with Hashem's help. However, I have had 38-minute Ne'ilahs. I've had 42-minute Ne'ilahs. It always depends when the rabbi finishes and when I actually can start Asherah. And
I'm doing this 41 years, and the rabbi, basically, with all the statistics he's kept over the years, has said I need 54 minutes. He knows that I need 54 minutes. So
I love that number. Yeah. I don't like 42. Yeah. I like 54.
So hopefully, and literally from Chazar, meaning starting Chazar Shashatz till I get to the show for 54 minutes. So I'm hoping that I hold true to that. Otherwise, there's going to be a lot of Avinu Malkeinu that are going to be said out loud. By the way, I mentioned this to Cantor Benny the other day. There's something interesting about this year. We've added so much Avinu Malkeinu. Some people actually, depending on the psak of their rabbi and of their Rosh Yeshiva, etc., some institutions have really instituted additional Avinu Malkeinus over the last year. And Dafka this year, we're not saying Avinu Malkeinu on Yom Kippur of all days until Ne'ilah. I thought that added a lot more than a typical Shabbos year when we don't say Avinu Malkeinu till Ne'ilah.
Absolutely.
This Ne'ilah Avinu Malkeinu is going to be a little bit more, I don't know, emotional, spiritual, inspirational. Like, I think he's going to have a lot more of that in it.
Yes. On October 7th, by Mincha, I was in Eretz Yisrael, so I was in Shari Chesed, and I went to visit a friend in Shari Chesed. We walked from our hotel late in the afternoon, and we went for Mincha, and the Sephardi shul, and they added Avinu Malkeinu. I never had seen that.
That was the start to
last year.
Unbelievable. Yeah. That's why I think it's so ironic that this Yom Kippur, we're not even saying Avinu Malkeinu the majority of the time. All right, Shalom Jacobs, wishing you the best at Chabad of the Shore. Always a delight to speak to you, and especially when we get to talk shop, so to speak, about the upcoming holiday. Those of you who want to search the song we just played, go to YouTube and search Shalom Jacobs Harninu. We're also recommending his Achenu, which he alluded to, which is phenomenal. And now tell me about this Mara Cohen, because the Mara Cohen's also available on YouTube, right?
Absolutely. Mara Cohen came out last week. It's already had over 60,000 views. We're very happy. Another Yossi Waldner classic, Yossi Waldner arrangement. The video and production was done by Zvika Bornstein, again in Israel, filmed in my, one of my favorite places in the world. We start the filming in the Great Synagogue in Jerusalem, and then we literally walk around the old city, going through the museums and going through the old city, and just trying to bring back the whole story of Mara Cohen. Ending at the Koiso.
When you were with Hershtick, you were in his choir or just a student?
So I was in his school, in the Hechel Shlomo school next door with Eli Yaffe and Naftali Hershtick. And I had the honor and privilege, I call it, to learn with him one-on-one in his house. Wow. The year that I was in Yeshiva in Medrash Shmuel, 1996. Yeah.
The Jaffe and the Siegel family go way, way back, many, many generations. So when you mention Ellie, that's heartwarming to me, especially this time of year. It's always a delight to reunite with him in Jerusalem.
Definitely.
And and guaranteed, Shalom, if you walk in there on Yom Kippur, you're going to get an Aliyah. If you say hi to Ellie, you know he's going to give you
that's
something.
That's right. Absolutely.
Or at least a psicha, for sure.
Yes.
Anyway, Mari Cohen, Shalom Jacobs, have a Gmar Chasima Tova, Shalom.
Thank you so much. Wonderful speaking to you. Thanks again.
A pleasure.
Again.
Thank you so much. Mari Cohen, Shalom Jacobs, wrapping up the hour for us at JM in the AM.
Hayakayin gadol b'sei soy b'sholoim mihina koydesh ma'anedar hayakayin gadol b'sei soy b'sholoim mihina koydesh ma'anedar Yakayin gavadol, b'sei soy b'shalom, mina koyedesh vanedar. Yakayin gavadol, b'sei soy b'shalom, mina koyedesh. Dori mahalo maharei choyein Gibrot kimayotzim mizivach hayois maharei choyein Goy gel gedilim arbok sovois maharei choyein Kidmu sankeshes besoyche onon maharei choyein
JM in the AM, Shalom Jacobs, the brand new Mari Cohen, wrapping up the hour for us at America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning radio program, heard on listener-sponsored digital radio, around the world, the web at NahumSiegel.com and the Nahum Siegel Network, and of course on the beloved NSN app.